This is CliffCentral.com.
Please note that the views expressed and the advice provided in this show are for general advice and entertainment purposes only. Nothing stated should be treated as a substitute for your own independent legal advice based on your own specific facts and objectives. Therefore, the presenter and CliffCentral.com accept no liability of any nature whatsoever, either expressed or implied.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
So many, we got all that. Nigga talk shit, get your head cracked. Round with the racks, thing on my lap. Steal your shit, call it hijack. We so many, we got all that. Nigga talk shit, get your head cracked. Steal your bitch, call it hijack. Steal your bitch, call it hijack.
A few weeks ago, one attempted hijacking hit the headlines. The footage, security footage, was viewed 11 million times internationally. In studio, the couple involved in the very brave attempted hijacking today is Anel and Roger Hills. They're here to tell us the full story. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks for having us.
Good. I'm Gary Hertzberg. This is The Laws of Life on CliffCentral.com. And alongside me today is Lionel Makokotlela.
Afternoon, Gary, and afternoon to our podcasters.
To our podcasters, the security camera footage will be available on the podcast page. So it's there for you. Please follow it with us because we're going to go through with Anel and Roger of exactly what happened. And we can just fire away. Guys, here's the footage. Tell us where you were coming from. Rod, you were driving, obviously.
Correct. Gary, we just went out to do some shopping. It was around about 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. I see you driving a Range Rover.
Correct.
What is that, a V8?
It's a V8 supercharger.
Yeah. I mean, that's fast, that thing.
Pretty.
Do you have any advanced course in driving or anything?
I was lucky a couple of years ago, got invited by Audi to do an advanced driving school. So, yeah, I've done one.
Okay, so you, the car that had the occupants that were attempting to hijack you, did you know they were following you or weren't they following you?
Gary, our panhandle or our cul-de-sac is around about 200 meters long, so it turns at right angles off the main road, so you can't see if somebody's following you. We only noticed that people had turned into our panhandle or cul-de-sac while we were stationary outside our gate trying to collect our dogs.
Where is this? What suburb are we talking
about? It's Midrand, Glen Austin.
Yeah. Oh. You live on a quite a big property, don't you?
Yeah, we all stay on 2-acre stands.
You have how many dogs?
We have 5 in total.
Now, the gate was opened by your remote?
Correct, yes.
And Nell, you got out the car. You didn't suspect anything at that moment.
No.
Here you are getting out the car.
Yes. We normally stop outside the gate because two of the five dogs, actually, they always run out. They've got this bad habit. And we had to stop. If you look at the video from another angle, you can actually see that the one peak was almost under the car. So we had to stop. I pick them up always, and then we drive them. It's about 100 meters our driveway to the house. So we pick them up and we drive them all the way to the house. And I've noticed the car, like Roger said, we were stationary, and I did hear the car come.
Yes.
And it was unusual because we know all the neighbors.
Your neighbor, I can see there's a house behind the picture here. Is that a neighbor's entrance or not really?
Correct. Yeah. It is a neighbor's entrance, and their grandchildren were actually playing outside in their garden when this all happened. So they saw what happened and ran in and called the father. Yeah, I stopped to pick up the dog right there. You will see I'm busy putting the one little doggy into the car.
Did one get in?
She's in the car with me.
And
there,
one,
right, and there goes Bailey.
The other one, yeah.
Correct.
Okay, now comes this. Is it a silver BMW?
It's a silver, you know, it's difficult to define between the gold and silver, the metallic colors, but it's we thought it was more gold than silver.
It's more champagne color.
Yes.
I mean, when did you realize that they were kind of running towards you?
You know what? I heard the car racing down the cul-de-sac, and that's unusual to start with. So I was immediately thinking that's unusual, so I was aware straight away. And when they came to a standstill, the guy opened the door before the car stopped. And I realized that's a big problem. Wow. So as I looked over my left shoulder, I looked at him pointing the gun. And I just turned around.
Wow.
I had to make a split decision there because Bailey and Gabby are the two little babies in our home. And I was horrified to drive off without Bailey. But, you know, you have to make that decision right there, and that's the only second you've got to get away.
Were you screaming, get in, or what? Or didn't you realize what was going on, really?
Not at all. I actually watched the car approach us coming down our panhandle. Yeah. So I was sitting in the driver's seat. The car was still idling, and I was watching in the rearview mirror. And I also was a little suspicious because the car came down quite quickly. Mm-hmm. So I just kept my eye on the car. And obviously when they turned into the driveway directly behind us and the passenger door was already open and the guy was getting out rather quickly, that was the red flag. By that stage, I'd put the car in reverse and I was ready to go. So as soon as Anel shut the door, we just left immediately.
Wow.
Our Legal Talk SA people have written, I mean, there were tons of postings on this one. Mabongi Mbele says, I salute you, Roger. Well, I say Roger, for that driving experience and your quick action. Pakemile says, Butelezi, this man is a good driver. Big up to your level of awareness and the quick thinking. I mean, that is special, the way you got out of there. I think most people would have probably just kind of capitulated, frozen. Sat there and said, well, take me, I'm yours, kind of thing. Take the car. You were brave. I mean, they did have guns, firearms. They could have, for the same price, shot you both.
Absolutely. You know, it is a tough decision to make. But, you know, we've been there
I guess you don't even think at that moment.
Not really. But we've played this in our mind. You know, we live in this cul-de-sac and we realize that we could be sitting targets. So over the years, we've always been very vigilant as we come down. We always realize that things like this can happen. So I think our preparation in the past has really led to good decision-making rather quickly.
What was the feeling leaving your one doggy behind? You didn't know you were gone. You didn't know whether they'd shoot the dog or run him over.
I was horrified. As we reversed all the way up, I was just screaming at Roger. And I said, I can't even remember what I said. It was very confusing. But he just said to me, babes, I've got this. Just calm down. I've got this. And I said, but what about Bailey? And Bailey is the peak that just stayed behind. He actually ran after the attacker we saw on the clip afterwards. And then he ran back to the property. But I was horrified to leave him behind. And I was very relieved to see when we got back, one of our neighbors went to our property and he kept all the dogs inside.
Oh, really? That's great.
Bonicilia wrote, "Jy moes hulle vrek gery het."
Sure.
You want to translate that? You should run them over. Yeah.
Yes. You know what? A million things is going through your mind. First of all, that exact adrenaline rush to get out of there. Then I'll call it how I was hysterical. And then a few seconds later, you realize, what are we doing from here? Are they going to chase after us? Which way is this going to go? I think if we had a little bit more time to think about it, we would probably put the car in drive and just drive forward and run into them to stop them. But, you know, these guys were armed. Two of the guys that jumped out of their vehicles did have firearms in their hands. And we realized that if our car came to a complete standstill for whatever reason against theirs and they are not knocked out, they've got there's a possibility of them hurting us.
Lions wants to ask something.
Yeah. Where did you guys drive to after the whole incident?
You know what? We drove up the cul-de-sac to the T-junction, or actually we reversed back, and then we went towards the Olifantsfontein Road. We drove that direction. And as they followed us up up the cul-de-sac, they went in the opposite direction. Okay. They chased away from there.
And did you guys actually stop somewhere just to recuperate, just to process?
We did. We drove a couple of hundred meters forward. We actually made a U-turn close to Olifantsfontein Road. And then we drove back slowly. And then we thought, if they come at us, we will drive into them. But luckily, they chased in the opposite direction.
Raj, was the gate open? Could you have gone straight instead of reversing?
Absolutely.
But then they would have followed you in. Oh, so you would have been no better off?
Yeah, it was never an option to go forward. I think to drag them onto our property was just never going to be an option for us. So we figured, even though the car, that Mercedes, was behind us, I kind of took aim at it very briefly. But they moved a little forward, so I just missed the back end of them. But yeah, getting away, I think, was getting away from our property and away from them was probably our first prize.
Would the little kids that you said were playing at the neighbors, would they have seen this incident?
They saw everything, yes. They saw the guns. They ran into the house and said to their dad, please come, there's people with guns outside. If you go onto YouTube under viralhog.com, you'll see there's another angle of that whole thing happening. Where you can actually see the dogs run out of the property and you can see us stopping to pick them up. It's very clear on those images.
This news feed went viral and I think it was viewed by 11 million people. You couldn't believe it, could you?
Yeah. It's actually more than that.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's currently, we looked at all the different sites where it was viewed and we saw it's just under 20 million now.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I think 11 million was probably just the one site that I saw.
I think that's the US Mail version of
UK.
UK, sorry, the UK.
Daily Mail.
Have you got, do people know how to contact you? Have people contacted you in their droves?
Yes. A lot of people has contacted us. We were also contacted by Back-to-Back Promotions in the UK. They ran a story on this, which will be aired on BBC Worldwide next year.
It's actually shocking that this, it's negative publicity. It's shocking this, that the world sees what we're going through.
Correct. Exactly. What's sad for us is that up till this day, the police has never opened a case.
Amazing.
We were promised a week after the incident when we were on radio in Midrand, we were promised by the captain that he will send somebody to open a case. We still have not had any feedback on that. So even if they do catch the perpetrators, there's no case to link it to because no case was opened.
You're a very brave couple. And I think a lot of people have sent you compliments saying, well done.
Kudos.
By the thousands.
Yeah.
Delana, glad you guys are safe. May God always protect you guys. Lovely, isn't it?
Thank you.
Yes, we believe it was a great blessing.
Before I let you go, we've got 1 minute just to brag about another story you were involved in. Do you mind if I mention it?
No problem.
On the 7th of March, I interviewed you on my very show. Please look at that podcast or listen to it. It's called Foul, F-O-W-L, Play. It's on the 7th of March. That's where you had a rooster problem from the neighbors.
Correct, yes.
These roosters were absolutely driving you crazy to the extent that you were ill. And
yes, that's true.
Eventually you went to court and you beat them. They got to hear this. The very brave Hills couple. Well done again to you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mind you were part of that show.
So we knew you was. I remember how...
Yes. Oh.
Anyway, thanks for making your way here. It's been very short, but we just wanted to convey your side of the story to our listeners, and we appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
And we'll see you again. Lance, anything else from your side?
I'm so glad that they are here, alive and safe, and to the husband, well done.
Yeah, to our listeners, many thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Cheers for now.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life. With Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.